Pnimis and Daf Yomi Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Dalad. So at the bottom of Lamed Dalad Amud Beis, the Gemara gets into Reb Chanina ben Dosa's stories, and they're very, very fun stories of the miraculous accomplishments of Reb Chanina ben Dosa. Gemara tells the first story to Rabban Maisa Shechal ben Osher Reb Gamliel. There was a story where one time Reb Gamliel's son got sick, so Shigar Shnei Talmidei Chachamim Eitzel Reb Chanina ben Dosa Levakish Levrachamim. So he sent to Talmidei Chachamim to go to Reb Chanina ben Dosa to daven Rachamim for him, to request Rachamim from Shemayim. Some people learn from this that when you have to send bad news, you should send two people. Sometimes it's easier for two people to break the bad news. You know, one person might not, you know, have the courage to do it the right way and the confidence and the, you know, straightness in their mindset of what they need to do. Okay. So Kevin Shiro, so when Reb Chanina ben Dosa saw them, he saw them like kind of coming on the way. So what did he do? He went up, he went up to his attic, and he davened, you know, for Biri Dasa. And then when he came down, he said, the fever already left. He's on his way for his refuah shleima. So Amar Lo, they said, Aviato, what, are you a prophet? Amar Lo, and he said, La, Navi Anochi, Velo Ben Navi Anochi. I'm not a Navi. I'm not the son of a Navi. Elakach Mekublani. I have a certain Kabbalah. I have a certain thing, a certain tradition that I know for myself, that imshigur tefillah sabafi, if my tefillah is shagur bafi, if it comes out super fluently, super smooth, super, you know, naturally, yodani shum makuba, I'll know that the tefillah wasn't accepted, v'imlav, and if not, yodani shum maturah, if I knew that it was teared up in front of Shemayim, and it was rejected. So Yashua kasa v'kivno isisha, so they wrote down and tried to figure out what was that exact moment, you know, they wrote down, oh, it's 12 o'clock, v'kishabal etzor among the when they went to Amalan, he said, Avoda, right? He said, you know, the Avoda and the Beis HaMikdash, l'chisartem l'chisartem. You know, meaning it's a lesson of Shua Avoda. They said, you, it's not any less, it's not any more. It's mamish the exact second that you said that he said that is when the refuah started happening. His fever broke, and he asked for water, and it was great. Okay? Then another maisel. Says Gemara, "V'shuv ma'aser Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa shalach lo motorei to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai." So there was a ma'aser where Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa went to learn Torah by Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And what happened? Unfortunately, v'chal ben Dosa Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, son got sick. So Amar Lo, he said, "Chanina beni, my son, Chanina ben Dosa, baki shalav rachamim v'yichya. You know, request mercy for him, daven for him, and he'll live. You know, make sure you give him a refuah." So what did he do? What was his method? Hiniach rosho bein brachav, uvik ishalav rachamim v'chayo. He put his head between his knees, davened for him, and he brought life to him. He sustained him. So then, Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, Umbole hetiach ben Zakkai es rosho bein brachav kol yom kulo, lo yom mishkichem alav. If ben Zakkai, meaning if I myself, if me, ben Zakkai, would have put my head between my knees all day, I could have done it all day and nothing would have happened. Right? It wouldn't have worked. So Amar Elisha, so his wife said, right, what is Chanina bigger than you then? Meaning if you would have done this, Hashem wouldn't have paid attention to you, he wouldn't have cared, it would have just, you know, his son would have remained sick. Oh, Amar Elisha, no, he said that, no, Elohudo Mekeved Lefnei Melech, he is a madriga called Eved Lefnei Melech. Reb Chanina ben Dosa is like a servant in front of a king, who could, you know, go in and out as he pleases. He is a certain, even though he's on a lower madriga than maybe a minister, right? Vani doma kisar lefnei melech. I'm like a minister, I'm more chashiv, but I have to come by appointment. I have to come, you know, with a specific request. The servant's in and out all the time, so he can, you know, drop a casual line to the king. Okay, that's the Gemara. This concept that Reb Chanina ben Dosa puts his head between his knees is very significant. So significant to the point that Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai says, had I put my head between my knees, it wouldn't have worked. So we have to understand, what's this inyan of putting a head between the knees? So this concept actually comes up, it's rooted in Tanakh. We have Eliyahu and Malachim putting his head between his knees to daven for rain. We have, you know, a few different Gemaras. We have this Gemara. We have Rav Elazar ben Derdaya. We have Gemaras where we have this concept thing where people put their head between their knees. And Rabbi Kaplan calls this actually the prophetic position. That, you know, that many, he did his homework and he did research and many Kabbalistic works from different eras in history the ones that tended to be more, you know, prophetic based and tried to, you know, channel specific energies and based off body motions. There are Sfarim that actually describe doing this as part of, you know, with certain thinking of Shazar and Shamas HaKadoshim and being Mechavin certain Kavanos, that you put your head, you put your body into this position, that you put your head, you know, just flat down in between your knees. And there's a lot of explanations given to it. You know, it's comparable to the way a fetus is in a womb. It's like the fetal position. It's comparable to when one dunks in a mikvah. Often they'll do a very similar position. And really this concept of putting your head between your knees is actually, I think, a connecting factor between the two stories. Because in the Kisvei Arizal, specifically comes up a lot by the Kavanos of Pesach when it comes to Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's a Kavana called Gimel Klolim B'Gimel. Shalosh Klolim B'Shalosh, that it's it's called Ibor. It's called like a pregnancy, literally. And this Kavana of Ibor, well, not this Kavana, this Metzias of Ibor, is when you have, there's all these different spheres, and when you have the upper spheres, which let's say are represented by the head of Chachma and Bina V'Das, and the arms are Chesed Gvura and the torso being Tiferes, and the legs are Netzach and Hod, and Yesod is the Aver. And when you take the upper spheres, you take Chachma, Bina, and Das, and you bring it down into Netzach, Hod, Yesod, that someone's looking at you, all they'll see is your knees, because your head is folded up into there. And there's a concept of it's a Yichud between your Bris Hana'or and your Bris Halashon, your physical bris and your mouth, that you're bringing these two spiritual forces, these forces that have the ability to create worlds and destroy worlds, if they're used appropriately or if they're used inappropriately. And this concept of bringing down these mochen, bringing down these high aspects, bringing your rosh, your head, the part of your body that represents the loftiest and deepest spirituality, the mochen, you're hiding the mochen. It's a time where there seems to be no mochen, but that's not true, because the Arizal explains there's never no mochen. Everything that exists, everything that has chiyus from the Ribono Shel Olam has a mochen, has chachma, bina, das, has something animating it and something giving it life, something motivating it. So the Arizal explains that when it's tlis klilim b'tlis, when it's three kolol into three, right? The reason why that happens is sometimes the klipa wants to have a yinika, that there's external forces that want to tap into spirituality, and we have them in our own lives, that whenever we're achieving spiritual madrigals, there's external factors that are trying to tap into it and draw from it and pull in from it. And what happens is if we could hide our madrigos, our chachma bina v'das, our mochen, our high madrigos, inside a very lowly part of our bodies, between our feet, ragla yarde maves, right, that our feet are, you know, connected to the lowest part of us. It's how we interact with the ground and physicality. So even if the external forces are trying to get, you know, gain something from it, they're trying to be yonik, if the klipa is trying to take some spirituality, if the external forces are trying to benefit from it, they'll be taking a lower level of spirituality. They're not going to be taking the mochen. So sometimes, and this is what the entire concept of going to Mitzrayim for many, many years was, you know, on a national level, is that these mochen need to come down and kind of hide inside, folded into the lower aspects, where it's the chachma bina v'das goes into the netzach, hod, and the yisod. Specifically, though, Rav Aryeh Kaplan called this the prophetic position, and that relates to the fact that we're taking these mochen and we're putting them in netzach and hod. As we've mentioned before, netzach and hod are called yinikas hanavim. It's the place where the nevi'im come and draw their source, they draw their spirituality, they draw their prophecy from. As it says in the Zemiros of Kelmistater, that the right and the left side, the Netzach Vahod, is called Yinikas and Nevi'im. That's where Nevi'im get their thing, their channel their energy from. Right? That's Mama Netzach versus Hodu. They're saying Tehillim and using song as a method towards prophecy. So it's the prophetic position. So we see already in the previous story, in the first story in the Gemara of Chanina Mendoza, does something that seems like Nevuah. It seems like Nevuah. And they challenge him. They say, are you a Navi? Do you have proper Nevuah? He said, I'm not a Navi and I'm not B'nai Navi. Meaning, I'm not at Nevuah. I'm not really channeling from Netzach and Hod. And I'm not even B'nai Nevuah. I'm not even one Madriga lower than that. You know, which is, I'm not channeling all the way, you know, from the next Madriga. But he still knew the secret. The next story comes to show us that Rav Chanina Mendoza still knew that even if we're not a Navi, even if the prophetic position, we're not achieving Nevuah, we're not achieving prophecy, we don't have that kind of tzidkus, we don't have that kind of clarity, we don't have that kind of yedias and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Still, this method and this ability to put your head between your knees could still accomplish something. So the next Gemara shows a story where, what does he do? He puts his head between his knees and he davens, and he shows that, yeah, that when there's outside things, when there's klipos coming to, you know, to harm someone, when there's a fever running in the son of Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, there's a way to daven that says, Hashem, don't let the klipos get to me. That they shouldn't have yunika, they shouldn't have anything sustaining them, they shouldn't be able to affect me. And how do you do that? You put your head between your knees. But specifically, Rav Chanina Mendoza knows how to do this. Rav Yochanan Zakkai says, I couldn't do this. I don't have that madriga. That's not where I am. Why? Because I'm like a sar. That's the madriga of an eved. And that's why in Mitzrayim, the whole time we were avadim. We went to Mitzrayim to learn how to be an eved, so that ultimately, right, we could become avdei Hashem and ovdei Hashem and become an eved Hashem, to learn how to serve Hashem. We have to learn what it means to be in servitude and to be an eved. And that's the concept that Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai says, oh, no, no, he's an eved. Somebody who's holding by eved, even though there's some times where you want to be like a sar, you want to be more like a, you know, a minister, someone who's more chashiva, someone, you know, considered more important. There's a madriga called an eved. And that madriga gives you a special ability that you can tap into this tlas klilim betlas, three that's absorbed in three, where your chacham bina medas just like gets folded into your netzachod and your yisod, it comes down. And that's actually what Ben Yoyada points out beautifully. It says, Chanina ben Dosa is Rashi Tevos Chabad, Chachma Bina Vedas. Chanina ben Dosa, Chachma Bina Vedas, which is this madrigal called Chabad, the Mochen. That only he had a madrigal where he was called the Mochen. So if you take Chanina ben Dosa, the Rosh of Chanina ben Dosa, the Rashi Tevos, and you fold it into the lower madrigals, you put that head between your knees, that bringing that, you channel that energy, and you say there's no achiza for the klipa here. There's no way the klipa could affect me. There's no way these negative forces could, you know, influence me. And that's how he had a successful tefillah. So, you know, sometimes we look and we could see and say that we don't seem like we're on the highest madrigo, that there's people who are on other madrigas, that we might be considered like an oven and they might be considered like a sire. And that's true. Often there are people who are in different madrigas than us. But every madriga comes with its own, you know, perks. There's perks at every level. And, you know, the perks of being an eved is that you have a chachman bina vadas, and if you know how to, you know, kind of hide that chachman bina vadas in between bein barachav, in between barakav, between your knees, if you know how to take it and take those lofty things and kind of bring them down to this world. Say, I'm gonna, you know, they're absorbed in this world, but I'm not such a high madriga. There's no chachman bina vadas, there's no higher aspect, there's no rosh for you to grab on. It's part of my lowliness. And say, oh, what do we want with lowliness? And the klipa could fall away. And it's a powerful message, and you know, who Rav Chanina Mendoza was, this miracle worker of Rav Chanina Mendoza, and how he accomplished what he accomplished.